This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. There's a bit of irony at work currently on Wall Street. Stock dividends are rising, but that's coming at a time when the allure of high dividend stocks is on the decline. And Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Wurstthorne is here to explain. So, Michael, strong corporate earnings as well as the benefits of the tax bill are what are driving dividends higher these days?
That's right. This quarter right now, companies are on their strongest growth spurt when it comes to earnings. Double-digit growth, it's looking like, for companies in the fourth quarter. We're about pretty much finished with earnings right now. And companies have a lot of money to put to work right now. That's on top of having the tax bill that was passed by Republicans at the end of December, adding to the amount of money that companies can either use to invest in themselves, put to work in share buybacks, or in this case, increasing dividends to shareholders.
And while, yes, the tax bill has just recently taken effect, it's not unusual for dividends to rise in February in advance of shareholder meetings. Is that done as a sort of a way to allay any what-have-you-done-for-me-lately sentiment among shareholders?
Yes, exactly. I mean, in a lot of ways, a company increasing a dividend is saying that they have a lot of faith in the direction of this business because it's something they have to keep paying out quarter after quarter, and to declare a decrease or to lower that dividend would be pretty bad for the shareholders. It'd be a pretty negative feedback. GE was a good example of that last year when they sharply cut their dividend in the fall. So, you know, in a lot of ways, this is rewarding shareholders. It's rewarding them for the work that management has done to bring the company to where it is now. And it's to encourage other investors to buy up those shares, which is going to be really important as we go through this period where the stock market has been rising for a while, but it's going to face a bit more resistance in terms of getting to those next hurdles.
And we've seen the strong volatility in the market earlier this month especially, and it pointed us to rising bond yields, and that could make these high dividend stocks less attractive?
Yes. In a lot of ways, I mean, bond yields have been very depressed for since the financial crisis, and it's made investors that were hungry for yield look to stocks as that best option. With bond yields coming back up, interest rates increasing, it's going to put a lot more competition on stocks in terms of where people want to get that yield and what is safest for them to get that yield. Bonds right now with the 10-year approaching the 3% mark, the bond yield on the 10-year approaching the 3% mark, it's going to start to raise that question of, is my money best deployed in equities if I'm looking for income right now?
And just for people who don't quite understand why bond yields would rise or fall, in this case, pushing them higher, is it more of a feeling of the economic climate?
It's a factor that you have interest rates going up right now. And yes, the economic climate is better than it has, is as good as it's been now than it has been in the last several years. So this is part of the normal course of the economic cycle that interest rates do at some point have to go up. We're in the late stage of the cycle, and you're seeing in a lot of ways while the economy sort of all sort of showing late stage signs of economic growth, the stock market's not sort of at that stage. You're going through these fits and spurts, this volatility, because we're getting there in some ways. We're getting to that later stage where investors have to think about, where do I want to be in terms of my investment portfolio for this next leg of the rally? And a lot of people do think, even though we are going to meet some resistance, this rally still has some ways to go this year. It just may not be the same investments that you were in before to get those returns.
We're speaking with reporter Michael Wurstthorne, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Join the Wall Street Journal May 8th through the 10th in New York City for our first ever Future of Everything Festival. This three-day event will bring together innovators and experts with ambitious leaders, entrepreneurs, and students who are all shaping the future. The festival will include 12 themed sessions covering the future of money, cities, medicine, artificial intelligence, food, transportation, and more. To learn more and buy tickets, visit us at foefestival.wsj.com.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Michael, even though we've seen bond yields rise, you point out in your story that they're still relatively low. So it's not as if stocks are no longer wise to own.
No, yeah. We've only had we had three interest rate increases last year. We still have a ways to go. There's right now three interest rate increases projected for this year. There could be a fourth. That's 1% more than where we are now. So they still have a relative way to go. The 10-year yield, from what most investors said, needs to get closer to 4%. Right now, it's just under 3%. If it gets closer to 4%, that's when you really might to see a sharper pullback in the stock market. Right now, it's more just questions of how quickly are we going to get there, and that's where you can still see stocks gaining in the weeks ahead.
But the impact of the rate of change here is real. You really look no further than the impact on utilities and real estate stocks, traditionally old reliables, when it comes to paying out attractive dividends.
Yeah, I mean, for much of the rally, especially the last 2 years, I mean, those were two places investors really wanted to be. And that's what shows that right now investors are going through this process of trying to find what are the best positions for me to be in. So they're looking at stocks like financials, which are certainly benefiting off of rising yields. And might I add, they're also raising their dividends in a lot of cases. I mean, you have a lot of financial firms that for years had not been raising their dividends, so you're seeing some pretty healthy increases there, which are well above what some utilities are even paying out. So that's been very attractive. You're seeing some consumer staples raise their dividends, like Kimberly-Clark, which is a long-running dividend payer. And you're seeing a number of energy firms, which had long been sort of absent from the dividend game. But because oil prices have been increasing, they're all now raising their dividends and making themselves fairly attractive in this environment right now. So it's helping to give investors other places to go while real estate and utilities do decline at the moment. But there's still options out there for those that really do want dividends.
And so I guess at least for the foreseeable future, we're going to see bond yields slowly and steadily rise as interest rates begin to rise in response to the strengthening economy. And I guess that will have some impact on lower yielding stocks that don't have the luxury of having a cushion of high yields like some larger companies do. They may fall out of favor more quickly than the higher yielding stocks may.
Exactly. Some of the companies that are, say, paying something like 30, 40, or even anything less than a dollar a share for the most part, they're going to be the stocks that investors say first, well, does this really make sense for me to be in right now when I can get a bit more yield off a 2-year U.S. Treasury bond or a 10-year U.S. Treasury bond? So you're going to see probably some rotation out of that as those yields creep higher further and further this year.
All right. That's the Wall Street Journal's Michael Wirsthorn joining us here in our studio. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.